We begin our tale in the seas of the Precambrian, around 3.5 billion years ago. Back then, the Earth was a very different place. Colder, with its much younger sun, and with an atmosphere devoid of oxygen, but packed full of so-called greenhouse gases like methane and carbon dioxide. The oceans also had no oxygen and no obvious signs of life. However,
what you would find in the shallow waters around the margins of a lot of the oceans is the evidence of life in the form of basically living rocks.
Those living rocks, as described by Ken McNamara, director of the Sedgwick Museum of Earth Sciences in Cambridge, are known as stromatolites and are thought to be the first evidence of life on Earth. Amazingly, they're structures that we still see today in shallow coastal areas and lakes.
These stromatolites are basically big mounds. I always tend to liken them to rotten concrete cauliflowers, is what they look like. Other ones form just big round domed masses. So when you go back in the fossil record, what we find just layers of sediment which periodically will form a little dome. And the dome might only be, in some cases, very small, just say 10 centimetres high. Other times they can form big dome structures some metres high. And in terms of, well, how do you know that these structures represent life? There's been a lot of debate about it, particularly the early ones. But nobody can come up with a logical way to explain how these things will form in a sediment other than by the activity of organisms.
The organisms responsible for building stromatolites today are photosynthesizing microbes known as cyanobacteria. And just like their modern relatives, the ancient stromatolite builders not only produced food and energy directly from sunlight, but also another compound particularly important for other forms of life.
One of the arguments for the appearance of oxygen in the atmosphere and this major change from a world, an anaerobic world, where there's no oxygen in the oceans, no oxygen in the atmosphere, to oxygenated oceans and oxygenated atmosphere, is down to these cyanobacteria, both the ones that were constructing stromatolites, but also other cyanobacteria that weren't stromatolite producers but would still have been around.
So the early inhabitants of the oceans may have played a key role in making Earth habitable for life as we know it.